Episode 3112, Look Fear in the Face.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're smiling through your week because you know what? Everybody deserves a smile, and especially you do. So today, oh, yes, it's all about you. Come on, we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you to keep doing what you've been called to do. Look fear in the face. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, take a deep breath because I don't know about you, but what scares you? I mean, like, seriously, have you thought about that? For me, maybe it's a brand new puppy. Yes, I've been babysitting my grand dog for the last 5 days, and he's adorable. He's about 11 weeks old, 10 and a half, 11 weeks old, full of energy. He's a golden doodle, but he has more golden. So he's not like half-half, so he's more golden than he does doodle. Anyway, he's amazing. He's adorable, but you know, sometimes you're like, and there's a reason why we don't get puppies as we get older. He just has a bountiful full, I mean, he is just bouncing of just energy and energy and energy. But you know, it's interesting as I look at him and his cuteness, there's a lot of things. He's such a curious puppy, but he's also fearful. And he wants to go after something, but he's like, oh no, I don't know. Should I? And then he'll go up to it. And it's funny, he has very, very long legs. So he stretches out his legs and he's like, I'm inching a little bit closer, but oh no, no. And then he runs around and hides behind my legs. It is adorable. It's amazing to me how little puppies like that have fear, but they're willing to face it. And we sit here and we just cower away. We're like, nah, I just don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to push the buttons. I don't want to exert myself. I don't want to have to create this energy. I don't want to have to do more work. Eleanor Roosevelt said this, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing which you think you cannot do. In this spirit, you can embrace your struggles, my friend, as opportunities for growth, for recognizing that it is in these moments of uncertainty that you are truly tested. But you have to remember, perspective is everything, right? Instead of viewing roadblocks as obstacles, you get to choose to see them as stepping stones on your journey. They redirect you to new paths, revealing opportunities that you may have otherwise missed. So by shifting your mindset, you can transform frustration into motivation and setbacks into stepping stones towards success. However, when challenges arise, because you know they do, it's easy to get caught up in the problem itself, forgetting that every problem has a solution waiting to be discovered. Did you hear me? Every problem has a solution, and you get to discover it. It's not a brick wall. It's a learning curve. So rather than dwelling on what went wrong, redirect your focus toward finding creative ways to overcome obstacles. And as you adopt a solution-oriented mindset, because again, it's not saying, oh, I can't do this. Yes, you can. You got this. Why? Because you know there's a solution here. Then you empower yourself to break through barriers and forge new paths ahead. Look fear in the face. But as you know, it's tough to do life on your own. Therefore, seeking support from others is not a sign of weakness, but a strength. It's okay to have people who surround you with wise counsel and cheer you on when only the crickets are heard. Oh yes, I've heard so many crickets. But you've got to have that group. And it doesn't have to be like 200 people. It may be two people. It may be three people or five people. But it's people that you know that you could trust literally with your life. And they are truth tellers in your life. They are ones that will guide you, protect you. And they really allow you to just be you in the good, the bad, and the ugly. So when you face these roadblocks, right? It's a perfect time to lean on your mentors, your friends, your family, your coaches who believe in you. Sharing your struggles allows you to gain perspective, insight, and valuable advice. Together, you can conquer the most daunting challenges, knowing that you have a network of support cheering you on. Have no fear. Your support is near. I can't help but think about the U.S. women's soccer team right now. Now, this is globally happening, right? We've got the World Cup for soccer happening for women. It's incredible to watch these teams play. And of course, yes, I'm cheering on the U.S., but I like to see all the talent across the world. I really do. And some of these ladies, I'm like, wow, incredible footwork. Now, do you think as they're running with the ball right there, I mean, they are so close to their opponent, they literally have to look fear in the face. Or what's going to happen? Well, they're not going to get the ball. And so I want you to think about you being a soccer player in your life and what you're doing with your dream. And let's say your dream is the ball right now. Are you willing to go take it and do what you need to do so you can take it all the way down to score the goal? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to go up against those? And remember the people, right, as we're seeing it with the women's soccer team, as they go from one opponent to the next, to the next, to the next, and they're working their way up the field, they have to look at each one of them and know, okay, what am I going to do here? I got to move here. I got to shuffle here. Wait, my feet have to go here. Sometimes it's large strides. Sometimes it's little short steps. And yeah, sometimes they trip and fall. And sometimes they have to take a little bit of a break because they got hurt. But then after a few minutes, they get back out there and they go do it again. Look fear in the face. You can't sit there and be on the sidelines. You're not going to get anywhere. My friend, you got this. So keep at it by navigating through difficult times. Your resilience muscle is stronger than you think. Believe in your ability to bounce back. Learn from experiences, right? When you fall down, you get back up. Maybe you get back up differently with a different vigor and adapt to new circumstances. This can make all the difference. You must grab a hold of what sustains you in a positive way. Drown out the naysayers and awaken the dream even deeper. But the setbacks you endure today are merely paving the way for your future greatness. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And it's your journey to take, my friend. So let's not forget the importance of celebrating small steps, those small victories that count toward extraordinary opportunities. Every step forward, regardless of how seemingly insignificant, is a cause for celebration. So acknowledge and appreciate the progress you make. That is what will keep your motor running. It'll fuel your motivation and keep you moving forward. Even though life is unpredictable and adventurous all at the same time, you get to show up with a heart ready to pounce and a mind ready to explore. Are you ready to be that defender on the soccer field? Are you ready to go after your dream? Are you ready to be that curious puppy dog that says, you know what? I might be a little scared, but even my curiosity can help me win what I'm going after. My friend, look fear in the face. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.